The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As you get comfortably settled into your posture, it's helpful to remind yourself about the basic simplicity of this practice. We often have a tendency to turn the practice of meditation into some kind of an intellectual exercise or some kind of a technique to be practiced into perfection. This often causes us to make unnecessary levels of effort, striving, and lead us to feel restless or impatient. So whenever you decide to make some time for what we call mindfulness meditation practice, you may want to start off by reminding yourself about some basic elements. The first thing is, this practice just involves you training your awareness to keep coming back to the present moment. You're not aiming for some state of calm or peace. They may arise as a natural consequence of meditation, but that's not always guaranteed. So the first element is to just connect with your awareness and bring it back gently to some aspect of your present moment, which could be your body, your breathing, or some ambient sounds. The second fact that you will realize very quickly is even this simple act of bringing your awareness to the present moment becomes difficult because we all have a restless, wandering mind that is very quick to distract us from the present moment and take us off into fantasies about the future or some recollections of the past. So the second basic principle is to recognize that the mind's tendency to wander off into thoughts is just a natural habit. It's neither good nor bad. And whenever you recognize that your mind has wandered away, just drop the thought gently and bring your awareness back to whatever object you decided as your focus of awareness. And then the third, probably the most crucial element of this practice is to cultivate some sense of softness of the heart, and especially some kindness towards yourself. When we make meditation into some kind of a goal-directed practice, some kind of an achievement, at which if you fail, you become a bad meditator, those kinds of harsh judgments not only are not helpful, they repeatedly take you away from your basic, simple practice of remembering to come back to the present moment. So a simple way of softening your heart could be just reminding yourself that you're a normal human being whose mind is conditioned by all kinds of events in the past, as a result of which it will have a natural tendency to wander away from the present moment. So without any need for judgment about the wandering mind, once you recognize it's happening, just drop the thought and come back to the here and now. Another way of softening the heart at the very beginning of the practice that I found very helpful is to connect with some strong feelings of gratitude for the many good things that are happening in my life. An immediate physical thing that always comes to mind when I'm at the center is just the reality of common ground. This beautiful building, this warm, safe, quiet place, all the teachings and wisdom contained in it. And the support of our teacher and all the members of the Sangha, who in so many ways support our well-being and strengthen our commitment to stay on this path. So as you may have realized, that sitting meditation doesn't mean rushing into a posture, deciding on an object of meditation, and focusing on it like a laser. That's just a technique. But if you have a desire for what we call vipassana, or seeing clearly, the goal is not to simply focus our attention on an object. It is more to understand the amazingly fluid and dynamic interplay between our minds, our bodies, and our hearts. This requires that you first of all make a commitment to meeting your mind, your heart, and your body where it is on this Sunday evening. Not all of you will be in the same place. Some of you may have had a relaxing Sunday afternoon and may find it quite easy to settle into a comfortable posture and then focus on some aspect of your body. So after you've done your preliminaries that I described earlier, you can get into the rhythm of watching your body or your breath. But some others may have had a busy day, or your mind and bodies may be in some state of mild restlessness and agitation in anticipation of a busy Monday. So if in this state, if you make an unwise effort to try to force your body to relax or your mind to slow down, because that's what you're supposed to do in meditation, then you end up creating some friction, a sense of forced slowing down that inevitably generates more tension and more restlessness. So if you're not mindful of this, you can end up concluding that this is not a good sit, I can't focus on my breath, maybe this meditation is not for me. Instead, if you decide to bring your awareness, your attention to the state of your body as it is right now, you may have a level of energy that makes it difficult to focus on the breath, or even on the feeling of the weight of your body pressing on the cushion. You can give your mind something larger, something more substantial to connect to, so that every time you find your mind wandering, you can come back to this larger object of meditation more easily. So you can use your whole body seated on the chair or the cushion. You may bring a visual image of you in this stable sitting position. And that can be the object of your meditation for the rest of this sit. A visual image is easier to come back to than physical sensations. If you find that your mind has some deeper level of calm and stability, you can transition from the visual image of your whole body to the physical sensation of this whole body in this seated posture. There is something solid and real about the weight of your head pressing down on your torso. Your torso just resting stable on your pelvis. Both your upper extremities is hanging loosely from this torso, and you can feel their weight where your hands are resting on your thighs. Again, you want to connect to the physicality of these solid parts of your body. And the easiest way is to connect to the pull of gravity that's just gently pulling down. The upper extremities pressing on your lap, the head and the torso pressing down through your pelvis to the softness of the cushion. And then through that, through your legs or the soles of your feet, down to the floor. So on an average day, when your mind is going at 40, 50 miles an hour, you may find it difficult to force your mind to focus on something subtle like the movement of the abdomen with your breathing, or the subtle feeling of the breath at the nostril. If this is the case, it's perfectly appropriate to give your mind something more substantial, something solid, something that's less fleeting and changing, to return to as an object of meditation. Again, for Vipassana meditation, it matters less what object you focus on. What's important is, what is this dynamic relationship between the mind, the heart, and the body that results in our mind either constantly wandering away or reacting to desires, cravings, or aversions? So whatever object you've chosen for this sitting, whether it's the visual image of your body or the physical solidity of your body pressing down on the cushion in response to gravity, or something more subtle like the movement of the breath, just remind yourself again and again that it's the process that's important and not some imagined outcome. And the process always includes reminding yourself about the simplicity of this practice, the need for patient persistence in coming back to the object of focus, and the third is connecting to some aspect of the softness of your heart so that you don't pile on more suffering unnecessarily. On a day when your mind is particularly busy or your body restless, you may have to remind yourself of these basic elements many, many times, even during a 20-minute sit. So we'll meditate in silence for the next 10 minutes. whether you are new to meditation or a seasoned meditator, I think it's useful to remind yourself at the beginning of almost every sit, or even a walking meditation, that at its core, this is a very simple practice. Our technically oriented minds have a way of complicating almost any task that we take our minds to, make it goal-directed, so that our attention remains in the future rather than what's happening in the here and now. So in some ways, our goal-directed habits that are helpful in our daily life can be a big hindrance when it comes to mindfulness practice. So one way to gradually change your mindset would be to start off any meditation with the reminder about the simplicity of this practice. The only effort that's needed is to come back to some aspect of the present moment with some patience and persistence. And lastly, and most importantly, doing all this with some gentleness, kindness, and self-forgiveness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.